You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
FAIR, which is the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, has found that when it comes to social media, sticking with Instagram, Facebook and the like, just in 1 hour on Friday night, there were 107 sponsored alcohol ads displayed on a person's Facebook and Insta accounts, and that equates to approximately one alcohol ad every 35 seconds. And we know that advertising works, so no wonder many of us are drinking more. Katerina Georgi is the CEO of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education. That ad number, that's the downside, Katerina.
Yeah, look, we've seen a deluge of alcohol advertising during this time. And the thing we're most concerned about is that three quarters of these ads were referencing COVID-19 or isolation. You know, and some of these ads are
saying...
In what
way?
Well, some of them are saying, you know, get through COVID or get through isolation by drinking or, you know, chill out, drink up, or the way to deal with anxiety or stress is to drink during this time. And that's when we start to really worry, because we know that that is tapping into where some people are at during this time. People who are really anxious, people who do feel like their world's been turned upside down.
And it's a classic thing that you reach for when you're feeling anxious. I've had some texts this morning from people really concerned for their partners because they already had a problem with alcohol going into isolation, and now they're drinking so much more, and, you know, real fears for their mental health and their physical health too.
So this is the thing, Virginia. You know, we weren't going into isolation in a situation where everyone's drinking was okay. You know, we were going in with a situation where we do have too much risky drinking in Australia and we do have too much harm. And so what happens then when you have a situation where there's increased anxiety, increased financial pressure, where people are confined to their homes, is we see spikes in alcohol sales. Mm. And then we hear about the accompanying harm. We hear family violence services saying that they're seeing an increased severity of family violence because of alcohol. We hear the surgeon up in the Northern Territory who says he's had 15% increase in surgery because of family violence and alcohol during this time.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we really need to worry about and the thing that we need to get ahead of. And it shows that we didn't have this under control before isolation. So, of course, it's getting worse now.
I know that doctors are concerned about this. The Royal Australian College of GPs is warning that substance abuse, including heavier drinking at home and in the day, is becoming much more pronounced because of isolation.
Yeah, there are a few surveys that are showing that people are starting to drink earlier in the day and they're starting to drink daily. And those two things are problematic because they start to be signals for alcohol dependence. Mm. And they're things that are hard to shake once this is all over. So what we need to be doing is we need to be conscious of this. We need to have a think about the government's role in this, and we absolutely need to look at the alcohol industry's behaviours in pushing products during this time.
Is there anything you can do or anything the authorities can do in relation to that incredibly high number of ads that for alcohol that are popping up on social media sites?
You know, absolutely. When we saw this happening at the beginning of this isolation period, you know, we flagged it and said that we should absolutely not have ads on from alcohol companies that reference isolation or coronavirus at all. And so that's something that we can be doing immediately and right now. But in the longer term, we have an alcohol advertising regulatory system that is completely, you know, self-regulated. The industry regulates themselves in this space. And that wasn't going well before this period, and it's absolutely not going well now. So we need to look at proper regulation of alcohol advertising.
Katerina, it's a really good reminder this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Katerina Georgi is the CEO of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, otherwise known as FAIR.